And first of all, for those of you who are concerned about my using personal email, I understand. And as I've said, I'm not making excuses. I've said it was a mistake and I regret it. And now they apparently want to look at emails of one of my staffers. And by all means, they should look at them. And I am sure they will reach the same conclusion they did when they looked at my emails for the last year. There is no case here.
So, James, we wait for the FBI to give clearance on what Hillary Clinton is saying there. And Democrats, they've criticized Director Comey. But if he had sat on information until after this election and there was something there, there was really there, wouldn't he be accused of a cover-up?
Look, first of all, let's start again. He was acting in concert and coordination with the House Republicans. End of story. He gave blood to him. They gave it to Fox News. Also, we have the extraordinary case of the KGB being involved in this race and selectively leaking things from the Clinton campaign that they hacked. So we have, the American democracy is really under attack here. And the question is, how are we, and particularly how are Democrats going to respond to this? I mean, we have to understand this is really, really quite extraordinary. And it would seem to me that the FBI shouldn't be getting rolled by the House Republicans. And that's what happened here. There's nothing else that's going on. And at the meantime, we do know that our democracy is under assault by the KGB. I mean, to me, that's something we ought to be talking about. That's a very pertinent and relevant issue in this campaign. And people have to decide, do we want our country for ourselves or the people in charge, or are we going to let the KGB and the House Republicans decide this election?
Meanwhile, you are correct that most American intelligence agencies do feel that the hacking that has been of a WikiLeaks of John Podesta's email was provided through Russian agencies. But when we take away what's going on with WikiLeaks, James, and just focus specifically on the FBI, James Comey was praised in July by everyone for not moving forward with a recommendation to Loretta Lynch. So why now is it different for Comey when they find something that could be pertinent?
You know what John Maynard Keynes said? When the facts change, I change my mind. What do? I mean, somehow or another, that this is all. Well, you said something nice in July, so you can't say, in spite of Justice Department policy, in spite of former people in the Bush administration, in spite of ethics people all over saying this is unprecedented, why are you defending this? Why are you sitting here when our democracy is under assault, when the FBI is acting at the behest of Jason Chaffetz, and sitting here acting like this is something legit? It's not. It's an effort to affect this election. So, and Democrats and people across this country have to know this.
So, James, in July, when Comey did the unprecedented act of holding a press conference to reveal that he wasn't going to have charges recommended to Loretta Lynch, no one then on the left was up in arms over what James Comey had just done. Isn't this a double standard?
That's not correct. No, it's not a double standard at all. When the facts change, you change your mind.
Right.
I know that's a hard concept for people to get sometimes. It is unprecedented. Look at the op-ed pieces. Look at what's going on. And you're sitting here defending an assault on American democracy. I mean, just, you know, somebody probably said nice things about anybody at a given point. This is an unprecedented event that was done at the behest of the House Republicans, that was leaked to the press by the House Republicans. And as we know, the KGB is all over this election. And this is what we're talking about. We ought to be talking about our democracy being under assault right now. And what are we going to do about it? And not what somebody said in July about James Comey. That's a distraction. That's not what's going on. How many op-ed pieces did you read today of people saying this is unprecedented? Republicans saying this is unprecedented. I mean, this is unbelievable 8 days before an election, and it's more unbelievable that people like you are defending this.